Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome to the Geekening Podcast. This is your host, Muffsin. Want to wish you guys a happy new year as we enter 2021. I know it's been a crazy year back in 2020, but we have finally made it. It's a new year, so looking forward to what comes our way as we start the Geekening Podcast on a fresh note. I just want to say that it's great that we have some fresh talent at All Ages of Geek, especially with my next guest today. She is an intern, but she's also covering for us at All Ages of Geek. So I want to introduce you guys to Dahlia. Dahlia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Muffsin. It's so good to be here.
So why don't you tell us a bit about yourself, where you're from, any games you're playing, any hobbies that we should know about?
Well, I'm an Egyptian-American journalism student, and I am new to this whole geek scene. I mostly play Super Smash Bros. On the Switch, Animal Crossing, Overcooked, basically these kinds of games.
I enjoy all those games myself. So you're into like the whole social type of games, and I see that you're also into fighters, so that's also a good thing.
Yeah.
So how did you find out about All Ages of Geek?
I was browsing through Indeed, and I came across this job posting by All Ages of Geek, so I decided to check out the website, and I liked what I saw, so I decided to apply for the intern position.
Okay, that's cool. So you were not familiar with the website, but you did get a chance to look at it when you applied.
I did get a chance to look at it, yeah.
So what kind of stuff do you cover for All Ages of Geek?
I'm basically an audio production intern, so I basically edit podcasts and polish them up for publication.
Okay. Excuse me, so you're an audio person. That's good.
Yeah.
Have you done audio type of work in the past before joining All Ages of Geek?
Yes, I'm actually the audio producer for my university's official podcast.
Oh, that's great. So you're trying to gain some experience in that field. That's good.
Yeah, I love audio. I fell in love with audio ever since I got an internship at BBC and saw how they produce their audio.
That's amazing. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Like, is this something that you want to continue doing?
Yeah, I'm heavily considering doing audio, but I'm also a good writer, so anything within the range of audio, editing, writing, I actually launched my podcast on All Ages of Geek. It's called the PC Square.
Yes, I heard that you did a podcast. Can you tell us a bit about what you're doing on the show?
I basically discuss social issues in relation to anime and video games.
Oh, that's great. I know there's certainly a lot of stuff to talk about when it comes to social issues, especially all that's going on in the world right now. We're in a pandemic and, trying to see if we can all get through this. So I'm guessing that's something you probably talk about now and again on your show.
I haven't talked about the pandemic yet, but I'm definitely planning to.
What do you want to talk about?
I talked about women in video games.
Okay. I know that's kind of on the rise right now. We have a lot of a lot of women going into video games, like either as a content creator or just, you know, basically making games. Is there any anything that you follow in regards to that realm?
Well, in regards to that realm, I think that women are not that well represented in video games. Like, the representation is there, but could be better.
Yes, I agree completely. Have you played any? Well, have you seen any of the games from, you know, female creators that piqued your interest?
I haven't seen any games from female creators, but I would love to.
Yeah, because I know, you know, like, the word is getting out about, you know, these games from these indie developers, especially with women, but it's true that, you know, they do need to get recognized a little more. Well, I should say, how is it going over there? You're talking from Egypt, right?
Yes.
That's my guess.
Egyptian.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, how is it looking over there?
In terms of what?
In terms of its state right now, as with the rest of the world.
Right now, it's bare. It's just bare.
Bare?
Yeah.
Ah, I see. But nothing big going on? Like, has the pandemic, affected the country as much? Like, did you notice anything out of the ordinary, or...?
We're in the middle of the second wave right now, but the country cannot afford another lockdown.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know if you know this, but I'm actually talking from New York, so we're kind of in the same situation right now. We already have, like, the first vaccine out already, so that's been rolling out slowly and slowly. But we're hoping that, hopefully it gets picked up after a few months. So, I don't know, we'll see. So, back to the female creators. Are there any that you know about?
So far, no. The thing is, in Egypt, only the big games make it here to the stores. So indie games aren't really popular around here.
Because I'm trying to think, like, if there's, like, any Egyptian game studios over there. But, Because I'm trying to think, like, I know there's a couple that I heard about. Because I was actually researching this, like, a few days ago. One that I think... was, let me see, there's one called Instinct Games. I don't know if you heard of them. They're the ones that were working on the Ark Survival Evolved. Developers that have worked on, like, bigger games like Ark, for example. And I'm trying to think, let's see, there's like a couple other ones that I actually remember looking at. Although I think most of them are basically just indie developers. I think there's one called Castling Studios. That one, they do a lot of... they tackle, like, a lot of social issues. Like domestic abuse, harassment, and, you know, mutilation. And then, like, some in the workplace. I think one game that they got to do was Tribal Tantrum. I think that's kind of a smaller title that came out back in 2016. Have you heard of that one?
I have heard of that one, actually. It's so good.
Yeah, I heard a lot of good things about that game. For those who aren't familiar, do you want to talk a bit about what you do in that game?
It's so difficult to explain, though.
I mean, if you want to, you know, maybe to the best of your ability, like, give, like, maybe a small description of what the game is. You know, based on your understanding.
Okay. Well, as for Instinct games, it's a game development company that is either human nature.
Yeah, I would suspect so. Anything else you want to add?
No, not really.
It's all right. But, you know, in case you guys don't know, it's just basically, it's one of those titles where it does address those issues, and, you know, it's kind of like you have, like, two sides competing, you know, doing some kind of a ritual. I didn't dig that deep into what the game is exactly, but I've seen gameplay for it, so, it is quite interesting. But is that what it basically is, based on what I just said, or do you want to add anything else?
No, I think you described it pretty clearly.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was correct, because I was like, what kind of game is this? This looks very interesting. So I was trying to figure out, like, what the whole gist of it is.
And the game that addresses social issues is something to Egypt, well, the region in general.
Yeah, because, like, not just Egypt, but there's, like, other countries that are, you know, also tackling with these similar issues, like, in their games, which is what I like to see. And I don't know if you gotten a chance to see the Game Awards last year, but I think they had a category that they added like a couple years ago that, you know, basically is like they award games that tackle, you know, these issues that are affecting us right now. Have you gotten a chance to see last year's awards?
I haven't.
I'm trying to think what game won last year that dealt with the social issues. I'm trying to think. Let me look at my notes right here. Oh, here we go. So it's Games for Impact. That's what the category is. I think the one that won was Tell Me Why, which I think that was developed in France. Have you played that one?
I think I've heard of that one, but I haven't played it.
Oh, okay. Well, just to kind of describe it to you, it's an episodic narrative game. Basically, what you do is, as a player, you kind of revisit parts of an old home. With these two twins, you're basically experiencing the story through their eyes, but you're also given like two different perspectives of what's happening.
Is it like a choose your own adventure thing?
Kind of, but there's an actual story that happens, but you're playing it through two different people. So you have one set of events. Well, you have a set of events that just happened, but you have two different perspectives. So you're looking it through one person, and then you're looking it through another, like, throughout the game. If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. What I like about this is that it kind of deals with issues, like, with you know, with sexual orientation and PTSD, anxiety, And I think this is kind of like the first time that they developed a transgender playable character for any major studio, which is kind of impressive. Because I don't think that's ever been done before in the game.
That is impressive.
Yeah. Certainly. And then these other games that I think were nominated also kind of, you know, does the same thing. Let me see. Have you gotten a chance to see or play Spiritfarer?
No.
That one, I believe, tackles more about the afterlife, which is it's quite different, but it's interesting because what you basically do in the game is like you control this girl who has a pet cat named Daffodil. Basically, they're on kind of a voyage to find like lost spirits and, you know, grant their, you know, last request before they pass on to the afterlife, which is kind of neat. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I'm trying to think what, because I know this was developed in, let's see, I think the studio's name is Thunder Lotus Games, which is a Canadian developer. So that's another one of those. I think you might actually be interested in this game since you're into like social, you know, socially inept games like Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I love Animal Crossing, but I wish there was more action in that game.
Yeah, it's a bit actiony, but it also, you know, you also have to interact with you know, with the stuff that happens in the game, so it's not entirely action, but, you know.
I love Isabelle. She's like my role model.
Do you have any role models in video games? Or even anime? I know you're also into anime as well.
Yeah. I don't watch anime that often, but when I do, I, like, I'm amazed at the women in anime.
Which anime have you watched?
Have you heard of it? Hellgirl.
I think I heard of it, yeah. Is that the one, what was it, it's that place where, you know, people can take revenge and then, you know, by sending people to hell. Like, there's like a service for that or something?
Basically, yes.
And I'm trying to remember the main character's name. It's, was it I or A?
M-I.
M-I, yeah, there we go. Yeah, how is that show?
It's a dark show. It's a very dark show.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I hear it's pretty dark. But
it's really a psychological horror anime.
Right. But I hear it's really good though. I forgot how many shows that one had. I think that one had like 4, right?
Like seasons?
Yeah. 4 seasons, I think.
If I recall correctly, it had like,
because I think the last one came out back in 2017.
Yeah, I think the finale was in 2017. I think you're right, or 2018. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
There's also a manga.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah.
I always find the word manga laughable because the word manga means mango in Arabic.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard that somewhere. Yeah, that is kind of weird too.
It's weird. It's so weird. Because I speak Arabic fluently, and so the word manga makes me laugh.
Just the word itself kind of twirls you a little bit, like, you know, just because, you know, like, you never know, like, you have, like, double meanings for certain words. Like, for one thing, it could mean one word in one country, and then in a different country, it could mean something else. So there's always that, peak of interest of, like, how, you know, these words work out. But yeah, I did not know what that meant before. Like, I knew there was, like, a similar word for that in Arabic, too.
Uh-huh.
Is there any other anime shows that you watch as well? Are you watching any of the new stuff? Like, I'm trying to think, what was it?
Attack on Titan, but I haven't gotten to it yet.
Oh, okay. Got you. You haven't gotten a chance to see the new season yet?
No. I've been busy.
Oh, okay. Got you. Well, I won't spoil it for you then. I actually been keeping up with the new season. All I'll say is that, you know, there's a lot going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I heard the finale?
Yeah, this is the last season.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. They said that this is pretty much going to conclude the story.
Oh.
But I do look forward to, like, how everything basically, comes to a close. Even though I'm also upset that, you know, it's ending.
Too, I'm upset it's ending.
But, you know, there's also other animes to, you know, check out as well, so it's not always a bad thing.
Like Hell Girl.
Exactly, like Hell Girl. So, now that we're into 2021, like, do you have, like, any resolutions?
I'm moving back to the U.S.
Oh, yeah? Do you have a date of when, or are you just waiting for the pandemic to, you know, slow down?
Basically, once I graduate, hopefully, fingers crossed. I was born and raised in Egypt. My mom is American. My dad is Egyptian.
Oh, okay, got you. So you're American by your mom. Got you.
Yeah.
But have you visited America before?
Of course I have.
How long has it been since you last came to the States?
It's been like a year and a half.
Oh, it's been a year and a half? Where did you go?
I went to visit some family members in New Jersey.
Oh, okay. And you have a lot of relatives in New Jersey, I'm guessing?
My mom's originally from Louisiana, but we no longer have family there. We have family in New Jersey and California.
Oh, okay. I see. What do you plan to do when you come back to America? Like, do you plan on visiting, like, maybe New York or California?
I have been to New York before, and it's mesmerizing, to say the least.
Oh, that's good. What have you seen in New York? Is it, like, most of the, you know, most of the sightseeing places, like Times Square and...
Well, aside from places, I have explored some hidden gems in New York City.
I like hidden gems. What do you remember going to?
Chinatown.
Oh, I love Chinatown.
I love it. It's like you stepped foot into China without going to China.
Exactly. That's what I like about New York, is basically there's like certain sections of the city where it's like you're not exactly in New York. You're basically stepping into like another culture entirely.
Yeah, I love it. It's a microcosm of the world.
Exactly. Yeah, like you stepped into like a bubble into like a different country without actually, you know, leaving the city, which is what I like about New York. It's a melting pot of different cultures.
Are you originally from New York?
Yeah, I was raised here.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Although right now I'm kind of in a place where I do want to, you know, get out and, you know, go to different places at this point. Because I've been to...
Why?
Well, after a while, you kind of get sick of the city and you just want, like, you know, just to get out and, you know, get away from the noisy streets and, you know, go exploring. Which I guess you feel that way back home.
Well, I do live in a big city here in Egypt, so... I live in the capital, actually. I live in Cairo.
Cairo, okay. That's good.
So, it's kind of bustling and hustling.
Yeah, I hear that, certainly. Well, what kind of things you do in Cairo? Like any fun stuff?
Well, malls are thriving here. I know we're dying back in the States, but we're thriving here in Cairo.
Is it like a lot of the big, you know, big company stuff like in the malls or?
Well, some well-known brands have made it to Egypt. Many haven't. But malls are certainly thriving here, especially in the district where I live. There's like a mall by every corner.
I see. Kind of reminds me of like if you've been to Singapore, like there's these malls that actually have all the big brand names, but like it seems more like the malls that you see like, you know, in New York or other, you know, places as well. Like it has that similar aspect to it. I guess maybe just the aesthetic of what it looks is basically the same.
Well, I don't hate malls. I love malls. I grew up around malls. But it kind of got boring after a while, you know?
Yeah. And how's the lifestyle there? I know it's not like is there still restrictions there? Or has it been, you know, like, a little loose?
Like COVID restrictions? Are you talking about COVID restrictions?
No, not COVID restrictions. More like, you know, like with social media.
Social media isn't that quite restricted. Like, it's not China. But you do have to be careful about what you post.
Yeah, I hear that. I don't know if you heard about, you know, what's going on with TikTok over there. Have you been reading up on that?
I actually wrote an assignment about that.
Yeah. For those who don't know, from what I understand, there was a video. An indecent video that was posted on TikTok by these two women, and now they're standing trial for what they put up.
They actually just got released.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What, what were the charges that they were facing before they were released?
Inciting debauchery.
Inciting the what?
Debauchery.
Oh, debauchery. Okay, got you. I mean, I'm guessing there's like there's certain no-nos that you guys can't put up on TikTok.
I don't use TikTok, so.
Yeah, I don't either. I know, some of my family members actually use it, but I've never been a huge TikTok person. But I know how much of an impact it's made with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Is the same goes for like other places like YouTube or Twitch or even Twitter, Facebook?
No, YouTube and Twitch aren't really moderated here.
Oh, it's not?
No, not really.
Oh, interesting. Do you post anything on those sites?
No, I'm not really active on YouTube or Twitch. I'm mostly active on Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, okay. Got you. Well, what else are you looking forward to in 2021 besides, graduation and moving back, coming back to the States?
I'm looking forward for a vaccine, a COVID vaccine.
Yep, aren't we all?
Yeah, basically.
Anything else? Is there any new games that you're looking forward to? Any new anime shows that you want to, take a look at?
So far, not really. What I'm focusing on right now is graduating and finally starting my adult life.
That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope everything turns out well for you this year, especially with with all that's going on. I'm hoping that once all this madness from 2020 slows down, that you'll be able to come by, to the States, visit us and, check out, what America has to offer.
I do know what America has to offer. Can't wait to experience it all.
Yeah. I mean, I know it was pretty brief, but, hopefully we'll get to see more.
I hope so.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Is there a way that people can, check your work? If you want to share some of your social media with our listeners?
Well, you can check out my podcast on the All Ages of Geek website.
And people can follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, my Twitter is linked by the podcast's description.
Awesome. Well, you heard that, guys. Be sure to check out her podcast on Geekening. All Ages of Geek. And I do want to wish you guys, again, a Happy New Year. And looking forward to what 2021 has in store for all of us. So until then.
Thank you for having me, Mufson.
And thank you for being on the show, Dina. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, take care, guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.